Today's daf is daf yud bet, and last year we went all the way to the Mishnah. So we start from halacha bet. Chatu ad shelo nitmanu. So we've been talking about the Kohen Mashiach and the Nasi, that they have obviously special korbanot when they're in the position. Now we're saying if they sinned before they took that position, and vachakach nitmo, and then they got the position, harei elukeh hedyot. You sin to be according to the Tanakhama, you go by the time they did the Aveira. So they sinned when they were regular individuals in Am Yisrael, so therefore they're treated that way. That's what it sounds like. However, Rabbi Shimon Omer, im nodah lahem ad shelo nitmanu chayavim mishum d'mor padvarim. If they knew about the sin prior to their appointment, even if they haven't brought it yet, well, they're already that's generated the chiyuv of the korban. However, once they became, if you like, if they only discovered or learned about the avera after they got this appointment of being the kohen gadol or being the king, then they're patur. Why that is, it's debated in the Gemara, so I'm going to suspend that for the moment. The explanation. Now, the Ezu Nasi, what's a Nasi? That's a Melech, as we've been discussing before. Shneimar v'asachat mikol mitzvot Hashem Elokav, meaning Nasi, she'ein al gabav, ela Hashem Elokav. In other words, a person who only has answerable to him above is, meaning for laws and matters alike, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that would refer to the king, because the king can poretz get, he can do whatever he likes. Sounds like. Now, the Gemara says, Ve'ezu Mashiach, what is this Kohen Mashiach we're referring to? Zeh is, yes, we may explain the Kohen Gadol, but particularly and specifically, it's that which is Zeh Mashuach B'Shem Al HaMishkah. That is a Kohen Gadol that part of his appointment to the position would involve having the special anointing oil poured upon him that they had in the first base, Beit HaMikdash. However, Ve'lo Merubah Begadim, in the second base of HaMikdash, they didn't have that anointing oil. They would only, like, how would they know someone becomes a Kohen Gadol? They'd add on the extra four garments, so in total, eight garments that the Kohen Gadol would wear. As Gemara now, as Mishnah says, "Ein ben kohen mashuach b'shem al hamishcha lemeruba megadim." There's no real difference between whether there were a kohen gadol appointed with a special anointing oil or megadim, except for this one din which we've been discussing. Ela parabah al kol hamitzvot, except for this particular din that we've been saying. Okay, yafeh. Because the Torah says the kohen mashiach tiv. Quite clearly, the Torah says it requires some of the mashuach b'shem mishcha. Then it says. Ve'ein bein kohen ha-meshamesh le-kohen sha'avar. Now, kohen meshamesh kohen sha'avar is that we have the kohen who maybe had a mum temporarily. Someone else stood in his place. The original kohen gadol was like ended up being healed, and then he can go back to his position. That's kind of what we're talking about. So kohen meshamesh is the original first kohen, and the one that was a temporary stand-in, that's kohen sha'avar. What's the difference between the two? Ella, there's no difference. Ella pari yom kippurim v'asir tifa. So Par Yom Kippur is a special bull the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur, and now Aser HaTifa is a special korban that he brings every day. However, Zeh v'Zeh Shavim, in other words, you can effectively have two, because if you remember, a Kohen that's no longer a Kohen Gadol anymore still retains his Kedusha. We learned that last year. So therefore, the Shavim of Yom Kippurim, despite the fact that Vado Kim can only be done with a Kohen Gadol, you could have a situation where two people in Israel that have the Kedusha of Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol She'avar. So therefore, the Avodah could be done by him. And Umetzuvim also ala betulah, they both have the kedusha of a kohen gadol, such that they can't marry a woman who's been with someone before, has to be a virgin. The asurim ala malah, they can't marry a widow. The ein matamim b'krovim, they're allowed to become tamimet even for their relatives. Just 1 second, Rabbi Israel, I see your hand raised. That's very clever. V'lo porim, v'lo forimim, they can't let their hair grow wild or rent their clothes. V'machzirin terotzeach, meaning when it comes to the ari mikla. If you remember, someone who kills Bishoge has to run Tana Mikla, and he has to say that until the Kohen Gadol dies. Well, here what we learn by the Kohen She'avar, also, even if he dies, that would also free. So either one of the two Kohen Gadols would free a Rotzeach and Tana Mikla. Yes, Rabbi Yisrael.
So two questions. Well, I know that what we learned now, that's sorry to say, that's known. But why don't we say Malin b'kodesh v'lo moridin? Meaning, why doesn't he bring then also, like the Kohen Gadol now, the korbanos from the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur? Number one. Number two, when he dies, they also go free, the people of the. Is that also in the Babli like that? I don't
This is a
remember
Mishnah.
that.
This is the Mishnah, so it
Yeah.
has to be.
Yeah, but I'd okay. So he regains his status, but he doesn't regain his status. Not
He
regain, he keeps his
retains
status.
it, but there's certain things that only. I think this is also the Ein Bein, I think, is also Masechta Megillah, huh?
Yeah,
That,
Ein Bein is a lot, yeah.
So, but it's, yes, he might have the Kedusha of Kohen Gadol that in terms of the power still applies to him. But there are certain things that are deemed by the Kohen Gadol that's a meshamesh, it sounds like. And the only two things are, again, I haven't seen the derivation of the psukim after I neglected to do that. I apologize. And those are the two things, was just the, what's it called? Parat Yom Kippur v'Aseret Ha'Tzeiva. But only one is brought. I'm not sure. Okay. I don't think I answered your question. I just restated it, really. Okay. Let's continue the Gemara now. Cheto Achlo Nipnu. Now, Chavraya Amrim, what's the reason for Rabbi Shimon that suddenly it makes a difference when he discovers, when he learns that he did Avera? So this is again referring to, for example, a king or a Kohen Gadol who was a regular person. He did an Avera then. Rabbi Shimon says, if he's appointed and then discovers that he did this Avera, then he'd be Patur. Whereas Chachamim says, well, if he did Avera when he's a regular guy, bring the Korban of a regular person. Why is it that it's if he only discovers he did Avera after that he's now Patur? Meaning, clearly, if he knew about the Avera before he became Kohen Gadol, he'd bring the regular Korban. But somehow the discovery when he becomes a Kohen Gadol or becomes a Nasi or the king, then it is Paturim. So there's two answers here. One answer is that the fact that he was appointed position is mechaper. Okay, so if he only learns that after the chi of the korban wasn't generated yet, so therefore when he became kohen, it was mechaper for that avera, so therefore he doesn't bring up. That's answer number one. Amar Rabbi Yossi says no. The reason is she'ein chet ol v'yediator shavim. He requires the sin and the awareness of the sin when of which it seems to generate the chiyuv to happen at the same status. Meaning when he was either when he was just a normal guy or when he was a Kohen Gadol. But not you can't have the idea, the Aveira and the idea coming in two, or the Chet and the idea at two different statuses. He is changed as a person, if you like. That doesn't work. So my mafke benehu, what's the difference with these two different understandings of Rabbi Shimon? He says, Reisha de Pirka, the first case in our Mishnah. What was the first case in our Mishnah? The first case in Mishnah, Kohen Mashiach Shechata. So a Kohen Gadol, we said in the beginning of the Mishnah that, or actually, it's really also the Nasi is really the real Nafka Minah, that a Kohen Gadol or a Nasi that sinned while they were in their position and then Avar Ela Mishichuto or Avar Migdulato were no longer the king, no longer Kohen Gadol. We say Kohen Mashiach Mevipar. By the way, no longer isn't a Kohen Shavar. It seems to be here, for example, he's a Zaken or he's come some sort of Psul of some sort. That's what that case is, just not to confuse the two. Okay? It says, that the Kohen Mashiach retains his Kedusha, as we've been saying, so nothing changes. However, a Nasi would now bring a, well, he's stepped down, and it also, but nonetheless, he brings a Seir. So let's just be clear, because I'm fumbling here. I'll explain it one more time. The first case in the Mishnah was that if he sinned while he was in an important position, we had a special korban, he would bring that special korban, whether it's a kohen, a kohen gadol, an avar mishichoto, or if it is a king and it's avar. Now, what's interesting here is the nafka mina between the two, understand Rabbi Shimon, is whether he would disagree there. According to the understanding that his appointment to gedula is mechaper, well, he hasn't been appointed to gedula anymore. He's now stepped down. So that's therefore he would Rabbi Shimon wouldn't disagree, and it'd say the king, the Nasi particularly, because it's a step down to the king, not the Kohen Gadol. It's a step down. Therefore, he'd still be chayev. However, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says the chet and the idea have to be at exactly the same like status, if he was sinned when he was a king and only discovered this avera after he stood down, then the chet and the idea is not in the same status. One when he was a king, another one he's a hetyot, and therefore to be patur. So I'll just say again clearly that the nafka mina between the two understandings of what's behind Rabbi Shimon is whether Rabbi Shimon would be cholik in the first Mishnah, if because our Mishnah was talking about when he was a regular person, did an avera, then was appointed this high position, this high office, and then discovered he did avera. Well, the two different explanations why his patur applies, either it was yoleh l'gdula or there's his status change between the chet and the idea, but the question is, what about the other way around? If he was in a high office, sinned, and discovered only after he came down, would Rabbi Shimon still argue then? According to the understanding that only we're going to see the because the appointment is mechaper, well, there's no appointment. Obviously, he would agree with the Chachamim. He would still bring that korban that he should have bought when he was in high office. However, according to the Shita that says, well, the idea understanding of Rabbi Shimon that the Chet and the Idea have to be the same, here they're not the same in this case as well. So Rabbi Shimon would also cholek on the first Mishnah. Okay, I hope that cleared that up. Okay, let's continue. Now, another nafkamina, there are gonna be lots of different nafkaminas through different Shittot. Chetor b'safek means, Pnei Moshe says, Im chetor b'safek kodem shnitmaneh. Now, what if he sinned and he was b'safek whether he sinned before he was appointed? Misafek and then he became appointed. And then he realized, oh, I've definitely done an Aveira. Okay? Now, here it says, Baha bein lamad da'amar mishum gdula mechaperet. Doesn't make a difference which shita. It says, Keshem shi mechaperet ala vadai kach mechaperet safek. Meaning, afilu, Penny Moshe says, afilu, sorry, afilu no da lehem acharken, shechato bevadai, kfar kipa gdula. Meaning his appointment to Gdula, as we said, whether he knew partially or whether he knew didn't know at all, it doesn't make a difference. The appointment to Gdula, since he was Mechayiv in the Korban yet, that is he's exempted now. He doesn't have to be a Chatat at all. The Shita that says that the Chet and the Idea have to be the same. In that situation, the Chet and the Idea is not the same, despite the fact. In other words, Gvaldik. So what he's saying now is, let's look at the next case. Let's say the idea, he sinned when he was a regular person. And there was a Safik idea. And then he was appointed. What would Rabbi Shimon say in this situation? So the way Pnei Moshe explained the sugya, this is not an afkamina, but this is actually, everyone agree. Everyone agreed that it's patur. Why? The chiddush is pointed to Gedula is mechaper, all these pointed to Gedula is mechaper. The chiddush that says that the chet and the yediyah have to be in the same when he's in the same status, we say that that's also bipator because you need a vada yediyah, a safik yediyah is not enough to mechayev. Okay, so even if he had a safik yediyah, the chiddush of the sugya here is even the safik yediyah doesn't make it the chet and yediyah in the same time when he was a regular person. He needs a full yediyah to be, if you like, he needs we need a if you like a full yediyah at the time of the chet. To say that it's consistent and therefore it can behave in whatever korban, whatever status he is in. Okay? So it says, Manda ama mishum gdula mechaperet, kishem shum mechaperet al vadai kamun asafek. O manda ama ein chato vidya to shavim, ein chato vidya shavim. So okay, clearly there's no half coming. Okay, next. Chato ad shlo nitmanu. What if he sinned when he was a regular person? Mishan nitmanu, he also sinned when he got appointed. Or, and also sinned v'avru, and then discovered about the whole thing. Interesting. Which of those three would be patur from? Well, the first one, because he was aleh legdula after the first time. So once again, this is like a bridge. Like in the beginning, he did aveira, right? He was aleh legdula sinned, and then was demoted after, and he also sinned. All those three moments in time. If he only learned about it at the very end, he's patur from the first one because it's only because of Lela Gula, this Mechaperet, the other two would be chayav. That is that opinion. However, Manda Amar Mishum, again, so therefore, Manda Amar Mishum Gdula Mechaperet, Kipra Gdula Al Rishona. He's patur from the first one, however, chayav al Shena Veshlishi. However, Manda Amar Ein Chetov Yedur Shavim, the other Shita, what's the din? Well, the Gemara is missing words here. So the Pnei Moshe fills in the blank for us, and he says that here he says v'lidei ifcha. This is in Manda Amar, v'romarchem Manda Amar. He says v'lidei ifcha, havei de'al chet shechatu kodem shnitmaneh chayiv. The very first sin he did in the very beginning, that he would be chayiv for. Why? Because when he sinned in the beginning with his regular person, the chet was when he was a regular person. Then he eventually has the idea at the very end. And what was he at the very, very end, despite the fact he was a king in between or a kohen gadol, it was also just a regular person again. Or really a king, really. It's a regular person again. So therefore, the yediyah and the chet are going to be shavim. So according to that shita, it's the opposite. And if he was, again, the middle one, he'd be patur for. Because he was a king, if you like, at the second for the second Aveira. And then when he discovered it was after he was demoted, so therefore he would be patur. Okay? Fine. This is case number four. What happens though if he sinned regarding one of the korbanot or lev yored, according to the shita that he would be chayav? Okay. So to explain, just the Pnei Moshe, he says, "Manda Amar she'ein chetov yado shavim, hacha lo shayach haytaima. Why? Shrei chetov yado shavim ba'elu. De bein korim shulot menu ben achashim bor korban achad lehem. It's one korban. Kine nam b'sof perek le'el she'ba'elu shlosha gam hem mivin." So in other words, for this korban olevi or red, the nature of the korban doesn't change. This is according to the Tanakhami from the beginning, that for a king or a kohen gadol, that he would bring a korban olevi or red. Okay, and nothing has changed regarding the chiyuv of korban when he was a regular person or now he's been appointed to office. It's the same korban. So therefore, chetov yedato is shavim in terms of the chiyuv, the nature of the korban he's being going to be obligated to bring. So therefore, he'd be chayev. Uman da amr mishuma shagdula mechaper. According to Shita, they said, "Oh, by being appointed to office, this is mechaper." Well, a filo kenak dul mechaper. Then he's been appointed to office. It should be mechaper now for the korbanot, if you like, of this korban olevi or red or korbanot olevi or red. Okay. And the final thing is amra pnaya lolam ein agdula mechaper ad shivadala lo gdulato. Now, there's two ways to explain this. It's interesting though. The author quotes the Noam Yerushalmi here, and he says that's coming to argue against the second case because we said the Shita that says that the Gdula is Mechaperet, in the case where he sinned before he was appointed, he sinned when he was appointed, and sinned after, Olele Gdula is going to Mechaper for the first one, because it was Olele Gdula. Well, the Gemara is now saying, no, it's only Mechaper if he had an idea when he was the Gdula, meaning if he was aware of the sin when he was in that position. And that's that case, the third case, sorry, that we saw. He was only discovered the whole fact that he did Aveira after he was after he already became like a regular person again, this king. Okay? So that's what in other words, when is Olel Gdula Mechaper? This is when Noam Yerushalmi explains it. It's only when he has Yediyah, if you like, at the time when it was a Gdula. That's when it's Mechaper. But I showed the plain Moshe anyway. He says, Klomala. In other words, this is to exclude something else. In other words, he has to be aware of the sin, it says. In other words, kolom alafukech basaf, he can't be in a doubt in this dabelochet kodem shnit bana. In other words, for the gedula to mechaper, it can't be a safek or lachash bana. In other words, sorry, just to be clear, it can't be a safek the timing, not whether he did the aveir or not, because that's korban olevi or red we're discussing, but the timing, meaning, was it just before he was appointed or was it just after he was appointed? That's the way Pnei Moshe explains it. I'm not really sure how to take it. Okay, let's continue. Chatzi zayit before his opponent. Chatzi zayit isu. And he had another chatzi kazayit after he was appointed. Afilu, even if it was one, period of forgetfulness, is patur. Why? Because each chatzi zayit was, if you like, a different korban. Okay. However, if it was the case of a nasi. Safek chatzi zayit ad shelo nitmana, vesafek chatzi zayit mishenitmana. Then he brings an asham tanui. Okay, which is strange. Here we're saying there's two sfeikot because asham tanui, if you remember, asham tanui can apply to a nasi, can apply to a kohen. If you remember, kohen gadol can only apply to a nasi, so it's clear nasi. That can combine. So the Gemara says this is really strange. Masino shedevar ikaro patur sfeiko chayot. Why is it that if it's Vadai, he knows he had the Chatzig Zayit, and Vadai had the Chatzig Zayit. It was Vadai, the two Chatzig Zayit before he was appointed and after he was appointed. That we say can't combine. But a Safek regarding those does combine. That's bizarre. Why is a Safek Muhammur than the Vadai? Okay? Now we've explained Misvara that it is because the Korban is different for if it's Vadai when he was before Nitmana and the king after Nitmana, and the Asham Talui is the same for both. Okay. But he's saying, but it's still bizarre that the case of Safek can be more machmir in the case of Vadai. The Gemara says, "V'lo eshkachechen." Don't you find this? It says, "Achal shnei zeitim min avar lecha bevadai shel mehem." Let's say someone ate two kazaisim, and it was at both cases of a Safek, and then he discovered and he was aware that one of them indeed he did the aveira. The other one, the sheni, omed lo besfeiko. He would still be chayv to bring an asham taloi for the second one, and the first one he brings a korban chatat. Where you find that had he discovered it, and what would have then happened then? If he then learned about the second one, he would have been chayav to bring how many korbanot? Two korbanot. No? We'll get to that in a second. You might as well get a question this. I'm getting a bit ahead of myself. But seems to be because of a suffix. Now, sorry, again, had he from the very outset, he learned about the two, the both kazesim, he'd be chayv only one korban. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Rav Yaakov Dromaya says, by kamei Rav Yossi, may nafshecha chelev achav kiper, shum achav kiper. I don't understand. He has suffix writing two kazesim. He was nodal al mehem. He brings a korban chatat now for that one kazait that he's aware of. Shouldn't it be mechaper for the other kazait as a suffix? Mimarav. He's bringing, in other words, either it was nothing, so it's not necessary, or if it was, I'm bringing the korban chatat now for the two kazaisim. I ate. Why can't we say that? So the Gemara says, Amar Yossi kol devar shenireh alav la'avi asham toloi yediyat tzveikot kovel chatat. Gevaldik. So what he's saying is, with that asham toloi, as soon as I'm aware of the aver that was associated with it, being that first kazayit, it generates a chiyuv chatat. So now I've got a chiyuv chatat on one, which cannot cover the other one, the one that's still b'safek. So that's what I have to do. So you find, therefore, harei matzinu, devar ikaro patur, v'sveiko chayav. V'ko'a also ikaro sveiko v'sveiko. So in other words, this is an example where, yes, case of safek can indeed be more machmir. Because in a case there where you only knew about one of them, in other words, two sveikot, and you knew about one of them, you eventually, and then discover about the other one, you'd be chayv two korbanot, chatat. That's safek being more machmir than had I learned straight away that I ate the two kazais in vaday, I'd only bring one korban, because all behalem echad. So too, don't be so surprised when it comes to nasi, that we say a chatzik kazait before is appointed chatzik kazait after, and his vaday knows about it, it's not, doesn't combine, because they're two different korbanot. Whereas if it was case of a sham taluy of a safek, since it's the same korban, then it can, for sure, he can bring a korban to the two kazaisim combined. Let's continue. Let's say a kazait before being appointed. The kazait mission itmana. And a kazait when he's appointed. Be'elamachad. Here now, it was all be'elamachad, meaning one period of forgetfulness. Now, normally, if somebody took two kazaits him in a period of forgetfulness, meaning he wasn't aware that he didn't have avera, how many korbanot would he bring? Only one. Here we're saying, einu chayev elachat. Now, it's interesting that our scroll here brings again on the Noam Yerushalmi, he says you should be chayev two, because the appointment should be chalik. But the Pnei Moshe doesn't say that. He says, so il va'ah, since it was in one period of forgetfulness, the appointment doesn't chalik, and he was only chayev one korban. I'm not exactly sure which korban, presumably the first one. I'm not sure. However, the Gemara says, safik kazait ad shelo nitmana, the safik kazait, obviously, sorry, the head one. Okay, let's continue. Safik kazait ad shelo nitmana, va safik kazait mishen nitmana, behelem echad. Okay, you got a safik kazait, meaning he doesn't know, therefore he has to bring a sham taloi. The safik kazait mishen nitmana, behelem echad, inu chai velechad. Right, in behelem echad, clearly you bring one asham taloi. V'shtei elimot, sorry, then you chai v'shtayim, because the two, if you like, periods of forgetfulness, let's call it that, they are mechalek. Fine. Let's continue. Now, achal shlosha zeitin v'savu shem shnayim. What if someone ate three kezesim? B'shogeg. And then when he discovered, he realized that he realized it in aver, and he thought it was only two. Hefrish chatat echad kiper. He separates one korban chatat and his mechaper. Even if later on he discovers that, oh, it wasn't two kazaisim, it was three kazaisim. Doesn't matter, the one korban's mechaper. Rabbi Yochanan amar nitkaper miktzat achet, nitkaper kulo. Be mitkaper for part of the chet is mechaper for the whole thing. Okay, what does that mean? Pnei Moshe says, ve'ein lo tzrich levod shlishi, Rabbi Yochanan, do il v'helem achat, since it's all v'helem achat, one period of forgetfulness, it created as one aver, if you like. Elachat, akulam nitkaperu lo bekorban achat, one korban will be sufficient. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees, he says, no. The idea miktzat means that since I brought the korban only for two kazaisim, there was no korban ever bought for the third. Nitkaper miktzat achet lo nitkaper kulo. Again, Pnei Moshe, Svila mekim and shabashi frish chatat, when you separate the chat, it was for two kazaisim worth of eating. Adain lo nodain didn't know about the third. Eino mekaper bakorban echad. Then you'll need to bring another korban when he discovers that he got the shiurim wrong and he actually ate another kazait. Okay, let's continue. What about the next case? Achar chamisha zeitim, v'nodah lo basafek kol echad v'echad, and then nitvado lo bevaday. So what happens is that he ate and he realized it was safek. Eight safek, five times, five chazeitim, but it's all behalem echad. So it says, nitvado lo basafek kol echad, kolomar shebein kol echila shel kol echad v'echad nodah lo safek. So it's not, it's still considered helem echad, Because he doesn't know he did an Avera, but there was a Safek Yediyah in between. It's not sure, was this Truman or was this Chayla Vayet? Happened 5 times in a row. And at the end, he knows. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says, Yediyat Sveiko Kovat Nechatat. Each Yediyat Safek is Chashuv, is considered something that is Mechalik, and he has to bring 5 Chataot now. So important understanding, Yediyat Safek sounds like it's Shema Yediyah. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Ein Yediyat Sveiko Kovat Nechatat. No, it doesn't. It doesn't because it's not a full yediyah, and therefore one chatat would be sufficient. That's the debate there. Now, Rav Yossi Barabun says b'shem Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Rav Yitzhak Mon Rabbi Shimon b'Kohen Mashiach. By Kohen Mashiach, though, who doesn't bring an Hashem Taluy, if you remember, because again, he only brings his offering if it was al pi hora'ah, and for that, you don't have the concept of Hashem Taluy. That his yediyat safek, she'ein yediyat safek kovei halachata. That since his yediyat safek doesn't generate a chiyuv of a korban, it clearly isn't a chalak. So it seems to be here that according to Rabbi Shimon, this will be important to come back to soon. That the yediyat safek of Rabbi Shimon, since it's mechayev a korban asham, that's mechalak. So at the end, in other words, for each of those 5 kizaisim, he would have to bring a korban chatat. So 5 altogether. The Gemara says, my tam kechatak keasham. Meaning, etchu mevi asham talui, only if he's chayav to bring an asham talui. Then yediyat sveiko tokovato. That's what's koveya dechata. Again, we're connecting the katat asham. Kovato lechato. Ve'che'enu mevi asham talui, but the Kohen Mashiach who doesn't bring a asham talui, that's not going to be a koveya, that doesn't separate. Okay. Now the Gemara says, we run into a problem now. Now recall, Rabbi Shimon says, yediyat sveiko kovat lechato. Kvatol achatol, meaning yediyat safek is considered a yediyah. Now the Gemara says that seems to be going machlim shi de Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. That seems to be contrary to Rabbi Shimon Lakish. The Taman who omer yediyat sveiko kvat achatol, v'ko meaning well the sugya there in Shavuot which we'll get to in a moment. It says ain yediyat sveiko v'lachatol. Ain yediyat safek is not significant. Now what's that important for? If you remember, this takes us all the way back to I've bookmarked it here. Masechta Shavuot. And there the Gemara was discussing whether you need Yediyah in the beginning or not. Okay? If you remember, I thought I put a bookmark in. Here it is. Whether you need Yediyah in the beginning. For example, to bring this Korban Oli of a Red for Tumat Mikdash Bekadashav. Yediyah in the beginning, after Noah's, I was Tameh. Then I forget, enter the base of Mikdash, or eat from a Korban, and then I discover that fact. Okay? That is, now the question is, do you need, what the Gemara is dealing with is, what's the nature of the Yediyah? Do you need Yediyah in the beginning? And there the Gemara says, I'll just read it for the part from the Gemara, it's a few minutes. Rabbi Yirmiyah by Pshita b'yediyah achrona ad shiyoda shechayev, la'vi b'korban. The idea at the end, you definitely need at the end. What clarity of your idea do you need at the beginning? Nishmina from the following. Shnei shvilim, there are 2 paths, achat tameh v'achat tahor, once tameh, once tahor. Hilech b'chad meni, walked through one of them, v'nichlas l'beis ha-mikdash. V'yatzah, v'hizah, so he went to the Mikdash, having gone through that Safik path. He came out, came Tara, Bishanava Taval, and most of the mikvah. Vilech went on the second path, meaning the Tumah is one of these 2 paths. So by the end of the day, he's gone through both, he went through both paths. But he went to the mikvah before, in between going through the paths, or became Tahor, but through Paraduma, in between the two. Vinichnas Amidash. Then what do we say? He is Chayev. He's Chayev to mean his Korban. But each time he went through, it was only what's called the Yediyat Safek. Why should he be chayav to bring a korban oli or a red? Because each time with a mikdash, he wasn't know if he didn't know if it was really tameh. V'yodea shu chayav li korban. And what did Reish Lakish say? He doesn't answer. Oh, by the way, that's okay because yediyat safek is shma yediyah. That's what he should have answered. Just like he yediyat safek shma yediyah, he should have said, you know why he's chayav a korban? He said yediyat safek shma yediyah. It's considered knowledge, but he doesn't say that. He says it's Rabbi Kund Rabbi Shmuel the Amar chayav al helem tumah ve helem mikdash. Well, Bnei Moshe says, but he doesn't need that yediyah in the beginning. Okay. Not from Drush, is how we learned it there. But the fact, not to go into the detail of that sugya just now, but the fact that he didn't come onto to the point that, oh, by the way, Yediyah Safek Shmei Yediyah, and he had to say that's referring to that case, referring to Rabbi Ishmael, means that Safek Yediyah, Lo Shmei Yediyah. It was a good question. So that's a stira. Is Safek Yediyah Shmei Yediyah or not? So here the Gemara answers no. Taman Ashamo Koveya, meaning in our case. The Ashamo Koveya. But there, what? No, that's not so. In other words, why is Safik Yediyah Shma Yediyah in our case? Because in our case, as soon as he has Safik Yediyah for whether he did this Aveira of eating the Chalev or not, It generated a chiyuv. It generated a chiyuv korban. So it materialized in some sort of chiyuv. That's why he says yisafik yedias shma to generate extra, to split up all these different kazaisim to say a chayev for each and every one. But there was nothing materializing. There was no asham to give it significance to safik yedias. So that's why there the safik yedias in terms of not when I wanted to shvilim and not sure if I'm tameh. That's why in that case it's not considered significant enough. It's only our case when it materializes into some sort of chiyuv or korban. That's when it's if, and that's how I can understand Shin Rebbe Reish Lakish. In other words, it's not a blanket rule of the Safek Yedias Shma Yedias or not. It depends on the context. And he says it is Yedias because it generates a chiyuv. Ah, whatever of Yochanan, Emet Hashem, we'll get to that next year. Have a good Shabbos.
And Sunday back to the old time, guys.
Sorry, what was that?
Sunday back to the old times.
Yes, Sunday back to the old times. Shkoyach, thank you.
Shabbos.